So this is an internal email from Dewey and LaBeouf, as you remember, a New York law firm that went out of business, and some of their people were charged. And one of the senior executives writes to the other, I assume you knew this, but just in case, can you find another clueless auditor for next year? And the allegation against that firm was that they were cooking their books. And here's what he responds. Worked perfect this year. So here are some recommendations. And I will tell you, I've given this speech a few times. I have made these recommendations. To my knowledge, no one's ever followed them, so I don't know if they're any good or not, but I earnestly believe they would help you all. You know, people somehow, I don't get it, but they think that emails and texts are like talking, and that they can say what they would say in a conversation, and there's no record of it. And so they say all these stupid things that they would never put in a letter, as Jeff said, but they somehow think it's okay to put it in an email or a text. And if I were if I was general counsel, I would make it that that's not the way we conduct business at our company. I would communicate and educate to my employees that everything that they write in an email or a text having to do with company business is an official company communications. And that inappropriate comments in emails are grounds for termination. And then I'd fire or suspend or put people on probation. If they are saying stuff, whether, you know, there's all kinds of things people can say that are just inappropriate. And I guarantee you that if a few people get suspended or, you know, they get a month off without pay or something like that because of inappropriate comments in emails, I guarantee you people will get the message. And, you know, people say, well, that's a chilling effect on the First Amendment. I don't care. Honestly, I mean, if you ought not to be having that kind of conduct when it relates to official business. You
and besides, besides the First Amendment, it isn't implicated because it's a private corporation. We're not talking about government stopping speech.
That's true.
The First Amendment doesn't even apply.
If you want to go have your conversations outside of business about personal matters, have at it. But not during business hours and on business matters. And so you should train employees. If I were in charge, I would have email education and text education classes. This is what's okay. This is what's not okay. Four-letter words, sarcasm, name-calling, you know, spreading rumors about people, making sexually explicit comments or racially derogatory comments, all of that is going to get you in big trouble. And so that's, you know, my takeaway from what I think corporate counsel can do. And you get rid of these people that make these kind of comments, and you're going to improve your chances in the courtroom substantially. So the other things you can do is have a written document retention policy where you get rid of these things. And there's a legitimate justification. I mean, it costs money for corporations, particularly if you're a corporation of any size, to have to retain all this stuff. And the expense, I mean, you saw the volume of emails that are going out every day. It's huge. And keeping all that data, you've got a legitimate explanation for why you sweep emails on whatever a regular basis. And you should come up with a document retention policy that applies to electronic communications, applies to emails, applies to texts, and then make sure you follow it. And a big part of that is making sure your employees don't archive emails. You can't believe the number of times I've gone out there and they've got a document retention policy. They're not supposed to have anything, but, oh, Joe Smith, he set up a folder. And he's got all this stuff in the folder that he's not supposed to have. Well, now it's discoverable. So to the extent you're trying to, you know, get rid of these things, you're not achieving your purpose if employees are archiving things or putting them in folders on their computers. So you need to communicate, you know, look, you employees need to comply with the terms of our document retention policy. And that means if you have folders, fine, you can have a folder, but then when it's supposed to be deleted X many days or whatever, make sure that that happens. And then you also need to make sure that you're addressing people's phones. How are you going to deal with texts between employees on business matters on their personal phones? How are you going to get rid of those. You know, that's an issue that needs to be, bless you, that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and on the same subject, it's not just the emails, because some a lot of companies, and we've seen these, I saw these on the bench, I see them in litigation, a lot of companies will have some form of an instant messaging set up within their corporation, and so that employees can quote, chat, close quote, with one another, and then those are preserved. Well, that is so now we have an official corporate platform for which employees are communicating back and forth to one another, which is retained. It is discoverable, obviously. It is a corporate document. And now we have your employees that are the most chatty because they're just chatting away on some sort of an instant message platform sponsored by the corporation. And, man, that's the treasure trove.